another thing about Fatty. Nothing against Fatty, but he has more gentleman callers than anybody else I know. And I don't know how he does. I mean, when he has Grindr open, it's just bring, bring, bring. Like all the freaking time. And I just don't know how it. Anyway, Fatty, if you're listening, I'm thinking about you. I know your mother is recovering and I think you were driving back from Atlanta today. So I'm thinking about you. I'm also leaving voicemails on your show to advertise the June live streaming event. So anyone listening to me, I'm also going to try to do more frequent episodes.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty has more gentleman callers than anybody else I know.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4771. BFO for right. The 22th of May, 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Save Show. Y'all got lots to talk about, yes, Big Fatty, and got opinions about those thoughts, too. Counselors, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your fall right is going well, y'all. Your counselors, counselors today because y'all Friday at Fatty canceled, y'all, and that's because Durwood and his friend Jim, y'all, they are over in Atlanta. Get together. Maybe they'll see Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy. But there's some sort of buyer event going on over there, you're probably a lot of inappropriate touch, inappropriate touching, and y'all, Granny is house sitting. Out on at the beach for the weekend, and so y'all, I ain't cooking for the nut. No, Big Fatty, and y'all, I let him know as we were walking into the Von's East on Hump Day, there would be no Friday at Fatty's, so he's gonna have to plan his own meals, because you know he always gets at least two meals out of Friday at Fatty's, but this past week he said he ended up getting. Three meals out of Friday at Fatty's plus the leftovers and all. So anyway, y'all, it's Friday at Fatty's is canceled. Big Fatty, I hope you're able to put your feet up. Oh, don't you worry, my feet have been up. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Y'all, speaking of buyer event. Y'all, on Saturday, the 23rd, y'all, we have a very important anniversary, and y'all met the both of these folks at the Good Days, and y'all just been on many little shows. Most of them were the Sticking with the Poke little shows, but y'all probably some gang bangs with Archer. Y'all, one of these two used to be a regular contributor to the little show with a kerfuffle.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, was just what we need on a phone, right?
Hey, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Jimmy Baier and his husband, Steve. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Baier and Steve, we do.
Y'all, Steve likes to sing.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, does he sing solo? Solo, we can't hear him. No, Big
Big Fatty, that's a kerfuffle. So y'all, if you see Jimmy Bear and Steve, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is Tamari Satney. Y'all, a longtime listener, currently unsubscribed, but y'all have met this person several times. Y'all, in fact, he's been to both the Fat Cave and to the Villa. He even went to the Benjamin Millennium. And, at one point, he was the resident historian of the BFO. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Brian in Boston. Big Betty, we love Brian in Boston. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday. On Sunday, y'all, I've met both of these folks at Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. And y'all, the first one, y'all, she used to have her own little show. Yeah, she did it once a year. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, she's from the future originally, but y'all. She's now up there near that Joey Bukkake, at least the last I heard she was. Y'all, she used to be on the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the Mad Dingo or the Naughty Nanny. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Wendy Cameron. Big Lady, we love Wendy Cameron. We do. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, also on Sunday. Y'all, like I say, met him at Pride 48. And, y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all went and visited he and his husband up there in Alaska. Y'all, he just recently sent in pictures of a gas report from the San Francisco. Yes, Big Betty. He's one of his places. Oh, yes, Big Betty, one of his places. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Tim and Alaska. Big Betty, we love Tim and Alaska. So, y'all, if you see Brian in Boston, or Wendy Cameron, or Tim in Alaska, or in San Francisco, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Dear Gussie, y'all got a couple of gas reports. The first from that Moose P. You know, Moose is a former number one fan. Y'all, he either has gangrene or he has a green thumb. Y'all, that Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki, y'all, $4.29 for regular. And y'all, that Phoenix Day, you know, he's down there in Red Stick. I can't believe this, and I can't believe would be excited about this. $3.65 a gallon for regular. B, Fatty, what is the world coming to? Well, y'all, as time passes, so does the competence of one's mind. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Cue Mrs. Miller.
When you're alone and life's making you lonely, you can always go.
Dear Gussie, y'all, on Wednesday afternoon, once I got back from the Gumblets, y'all, I got a message posted by my Northeast Straight Jenny that says, does today's a little show sound a lot like yesterday's? Y'all, I just attached the wrong sound file to the Wednesday show. But y'all, the Wednesday show is out there if you want to go back and listen to it. It was my predictions for the Survivor. Yes. It's true. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., you know, this is a holiday weekend. Monday is when we celebrate Memorial Day. More about that on Monday. But, y'all, it's a holiday weekend. And, y'all, it's the kickoff. It's called the kickoff of summer. Y'all, it's when we can pull out our seersucker suits and our white shoes and white belts. And be properly dressed. Yes, Big Fatty, just like an old fart. Oh, yes, just like an old fart. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was big doings here at the villa. Y'all, first of all, let me just say this. And y'all, I forgot to say this during the gas report, but Mrs. La 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 Lauren, yes, Big Fatty, what does that got to do with gas? Well, she gave a lime report. Yeah, like I said, Big Fatty, what does that have to do with gas? Well, you know, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 2020 and 2026. Y'all, 99 cents a piece for the lime. She says, no! No, I will not be paying 99 cents for a lime, so I don't blame you. But, you know, that goes well with a seersucker suit and white shoes. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, it was big doings here in the villa. Y'all, I sat down, and of course, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then I switched it over to the sports ball game. The Hatlanta Braves is still playing down there in the Miami. And y'all, I watched it until it was time to switch it over to CBS. But y'all, I'm happy to report that the Braves won 9-1. 9-1, or whooped up on the fish, or as some people say, the fush. And y'all, then it was time to switch it over, because it was the finale of The Survivor. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to give spoilers. If you hadn't seen the finale yet, then turn it off. Yes, Big Benny, another good reason. What's the other good reason? Big Fatty, it's the little show. That's the first good reason to turn it off. Oh, okay. But y'all, it was a 3-hour finale. And y'all, they started off, they did it live, the finale live in the City of Angels. Y'all, it was a huge crowd in the studio that they had. And they had everybody back, the ones that got voted out early. And everybody was there except for that Mike White. He's filming some sort of a plain flower or something over in France. I don't know what it is. It's some sort of off color. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, and then they would go and do the things. Well, y'all, there were 5 of them left. And Jasmine was the first one. Is Jasmine her name? That's not her name. But you know who I'm talking about. What is her name? Beef. Fatty, you're not prepared. Anyway, she got voted out. So then the final four were Rizzo and Aubrey and Joe. And what's the big hunky one's name? Jonathan. Yes, Big Fatty. They were the final four. And y'all, the final immunity, they had to do that rolling ball thing through the cages and round and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, Aubrey won it. It's the first thing she's won all season long. And so she got to decide who got to sit beside her for the final three. And then the other two had to make fire. And y'all, it was going to be Rizzo and Jonathan were going to have to make fire. And y'all, they took a break as they got ready to have the fire making competition, and y'all, they came back, and that Jeff Probst, he says, Rizzo, come on out here, and says, is there anything you'd like to say to folks about your experience? He says, well, you know, blah, 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 you know, talked about how he's, you know, been wanting to be on this since an infant. And then Jeff goes, all right, well, Rizzo is our final member of the jury. And everybody went, oh, y'all, they hadn't shown the competition yet. So, the spoiler alert, the executive producer spoiled it, but, Rizzo lost. And, y'all, they had that Cerie on. Y'all, I don't know the enamorment of that Cerie by everybody. But anyway, she got some Spirit of Survivor award, and she got $100,000 from some pop star. And y'all, Aubrey won it all, $2 million. Jonathan was second, and poor Joe, he didn't get a single vote. Y'all, I went to bed before it was announced once I knew that Rizzo wasn't going to be in the running. And y'all slept like a baby, got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I took Durwood to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And then he was going to rent a car to go to his Baya event. And y'all, he helped me. Dr. Stone, you'll want to make a note of this. Durwood helped me change the air conditioning filter, so you can put off your visit to Fat Acres for another year or so. And y'all, then I watched Miss Gail King and Jeff Probst award the big check. And y'all, I've just had a quiet day here in Fat Acres. Y'all, did not go to senior size class because I had to take Durwood to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is, Mexican for Aeropuerto. But anyway, caught up on, I did watch the end of the show, of the Survivor finale, and then I... y'all have got me a nice shirt and I laid down for a little bit. And y'all, I'll just have to finish telling you about the rest of it on Monday's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Head. Y'all, I saw there's a new Mix Minus, or excuse me, The Mix. So we'll see if he's on there. But other than that, y'all, is... The geeky gay has gone into the cone of silence. Yes, Big Fatty. Adam, anything you want to remind people?
Fatty has more gentlemen callers than anybody else I know.
Oh, well, I guess you'll have to wait for Monday to hear about... Well, anyway...
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.